Our ego dies, not our spirit. Human life does not last forever. Fortunately, most of us don't spend our entire lives thinking about the fact that we are going to die one day. However, at some point, most of us do deal with the loss of people and animals whom we deeply care about. Those times remind us of our own mortality. Physical death is inevitable. We build tombs or try to leave legacies so that we are not forgotten. Thinking about physical death, while not knowing or having faith in the truth about the greater eternal reality, is sad and depressing. However, the spiritual part of us existed before our ego self and will exist after our human life is over. It is an undisputed fact that our human bodies come and go. But what happens to our limited conscious experience of memories as an individual here? I don't understand or claim to know exactly. I don't know if those parts of us are quarantined spiritually and given another body to inhabit here, or given another life elsewhere, using the memories developed here in some way to evolve further in another state of amnesia. What I do know, because I was shown, is that all life on earth is of a greater spirit of one source. I can say that all of us, as a collective consciousness, are shaping a greater spirit of one. I could guess that there are other dimensions, forms, expressions, hierarchies, and levels of the overall, forever expanding, and eternal thing called life, which comes from an origin of one. Our human ego never wants to die, but our ego is just part of the temporary experience we have as human beings. In the big picture, we cannot see that everything will be all right, really. The greater spiritual reality is better than you can imagine with a limited consciousness based on five senses. That's what my third revelation showed me. It is only my ego, the temporary part of me, that does not like the idea of an ending to my human experience of five senses. But when our human body dies, we are released from the five senses and become part of an unlimited consciousness again, that part of us that is eternal and one. However, as a human being, you want to hear a more personal story. You want to hear about the eternal importance of your human identity establishing a deeper meaning into eternity. But that need is only based on human fear and ignorance. You don't know what you don't know. It's all going to be okay. It's all good. Near-death experiences and deep meditation have one thing in common: the release, surrender, and detachment from the ego or sense of self. It is a temporary release from the human experience with five senses. When people return from those experiences, they usually give accounts of perfect peace, which is the experience of our spiritual essence, the true greater reality, which is so beautiful that it is beyond verbal description. Our physical death is a release from limited consciousness into unlimited spiritual consciousness. Our spirit will always be a part of new life experiences into eternity.